So now I've got Tara from the St John of God Menai Services on the line. Hello, Tara.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Not bad. You're celebrating Love Day on Wednesday, the 7th of March this year.
That's correct.
Just tell us briefly what Love Day is.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I should start really with what is love. So just to tell your listeners, it's an adapted form of Irish Sign Language, and it's based on Irish Sign Language, but it's a standardised sign system for people with intellectual disability and communication disorders. So what's different is that speech is always used with the sign, and this means that a person can hear the sign as well as see what's being said. So it really helps people with communication difficulties. And then Love Day itself is about bringing awareness, I suppose, to the public that people use the sign, and you know, that it can be used in the community by other people as well. So that's what Love Day is about, just bringing awareness.
Okay, is this is it new, this type of sign language?
Well, it was brought about in the 1980s. It was a group of people came together to, you know, standardize the type of signs that they were using with people with intellectual disability and communication difficulties. So it's not new, but it's new because I suppose for the first time it's being used outside of services, because when I say services, I mean the services that people with intellectual disability attend. So now what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, ensure that people are aware of it outside of the services. And that means that our service users will be able to communicate, I suppose, more effectively with the general public, rather than relying on, you know, other people that work with them or their families to try and communicate.
Yeah. How is the system learned, Tara?
Well, for the service users and their families, it would be learned from a very young age, and then they go through, you know, their preschool years and their school years, you know, learning the signs with language, so because you use the speech as well. So that's how the service users come to use it. And then the general public, we, Menai Services anyway, open up courses throughout the year to the general public if they want to come on board and attend modules. So the same way is that, you know, maybe other languages or other sign systems would be learned.
Okay,
yeah.
I noticed that on Love Day, I quote, "The much anticipated Battle of the Hands will be held in Griffith College on South Circular Road." What tell us a little bit about this.
So Battle of the Hands is really the highlight of the day. And the reason why is because it's like a battle of the bands, but it's for people with who would communicate mostly using sign, or would augment, when I say augment, I mean supplement or complement their speech using signs. So really what the day is about is that they come and they sing songs, but they also use the signs as well when they're singing. So that's in Griffith College, and there will be bands from Menai Services, Carmona Services in Glenageary, and then a Single Prosper in Swords, and St. Raphael's in Kildare. So there'll be lots of bands from across Dublin and Kildare coming together to sing and basically celebrate this type of communication.
Right. Is it an annual event, or is this the first one, Tara?
No, this is the second one. It's funny you say that, because we didn't know if it was going to be an annual event, and then everybody started calling it the annual Love Day. So
it might continue
to go on, yeah.
Okay, you were expecting a large turnout for us.
We are, because there's going to be lots of supporters, and it's open to the general public. So we're hoping that you know, that everybody will come along and everyone will see the signs being used, and, you know, recognise that it's not just you know, it's not just for people who are special, but we can all use them so that we can all understand what what people are saying and help to, you know, communicate better.
Well, of course, I was just about to say that if it can help people communicate, really, then that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's really what it's about, because, you know, we don't want people to be isolated just because, you know, another person can't understand them out in the community. So, you know, if it helps to reduce isolation, then, you know, that's great. But, yeah, that's really what it's about.
Okay. If people are looking for a little bit more information, can they call? Is there a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call the main line and they can get through to me. The number is 6741500. That's for Menai Services. And then they can just be put through to the Speech and Language Therapy Department, which is where I work.
Okay. Yeah. It's on Wednesday, the 7th of March. What time does it start at?
It starts, kickoff is at 12:45. And we should be running until 3 o'clock. And there'll be judges there who will judge the bands, and then there'll be prize giving, and there'll be tea and coffee.
I was just about to ask, will there be refreshments for people?
Very important.
Yeah.
So that's the So anybody is welcome. So please, get in contact, and if they're looking for if they're looking to attend, they can just come along on the day. There's no problem. There's no booking or anything like that. And I just wanted to say, we're looking for volunteers to judge. Last year we were very lucky. We got the councillor, Vincent, I've forgotten his last name. And this year we're looking for some more judges. So if anybody wanted to help out with that, that'd be great.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Tara, well, this is the best of luck with it. And it sounds like a very interesting day and a fun day as well.
No, it will be very fun. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Laura.
Thank you.
Tara.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Tara. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.